on Memheim and Beis on the Ram. So by the bold words, Vika de Makshu. Those who ask, Kima de Putao de Rebeliezer, Verbonim Beyesh Prayer, Rebein Brayrahi. The Machloket Shin of Lezna Bonin, whether you say Brayro, Tachi Ukma Ravina, Per Shoshanov, is a part of. And that's how the Gemara explains, Ravina explains in the Gemara, the Machloikas. So, Hechi Paskin and Begemor, Kriblezim and Yaakov, how can the more Paskin will be here, Halacha Lamais and our Mishnah, like that it's Mutter, like Kriblezim and Yaakov, the Sira, like the Yesh Beiro, because the Haperik Mashil and the Gemor and Beya, a Sikna, the Chiles, the Reverisha Breyer, Ben Raisa, but about an Islay, that there's a difference between the halacha of Breyer when it comes to the rices or the abundance. If Sika Hilchasuk Rebbeisha, we pass on the Rebbeisha over there, that by the rices you say Ein Breyer. The rices Ein Breyer. So in this, we're dealing over here with a netta, which is a dinda rice, and we're passing Yesh Breyer like a Blazim and Yaakov. We catch a Hilchasa. So we have a steer between the two Gemoras. The word is coming up to halacha lamaisa. This is tira. So tira to Rebbeinu Tam. So Ron's going to give three different approaches over here. So Rebbeinu Tam answers the halacha. Our gemara over here halacha kribli yaser v'lemi tamei kermina. When the word says over here pasuk kriblizim and Yaakov. We do pass on Kibbutz of Yaakov's din, but not for his reason. This means that the Gemara in Beya that says Ben Raisa Ein Breira, that's true. We pass on Ben Raisa Ein Breira, and that which are over here we're being matarit, it's not because of Breira. To mean the Yisover the Yesh Breira. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov holds the Yesh Breira. But he also holds a Vitar Asim B'Mutter Hano. This is like the Ron pointed out at the beginning of the first line. This is a case of Vitar. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan of our Mishnah hold Vitar Asim B'Mutter Hano. So something like Kenisa into a Chotzer, which normally people are not Makbed on. And we saw that there was a sheet that said, so they're not Makbed on that. And that's like the standard usage. That doesn't go into this or Mutter Hano. It's not called benefiting from the person. If everybody does this, they always allow it. So, once you'll vita Asur Mutter Hano, you have a problem. Is this a case? Is this Asur or Mutter? Run and say it's Asur. But when on Sirlon, the Einbrayer, we hold Einbrayer like the more over there in Beya, I will vita Sirlon, the Mutter of Mutter Hano. We're going to hold vita as Mutter. So once that's true, that Vitor is Mutter, not only is he Mutter a case of Bechotzer She'en Badin Chaluka, I feel Yesh Badin Chaluka, Nami Shori. So the difference between Chotzer She'esh Badin Chaluka and Badin Chaluka. There has to have been some type of arrangement how they're going to deal with this. So there you can argue Yesh Breira. Chatzah Sheyesh within Chaluka, which each has enough to use their own, so there was no Breira involved. The assumption was you'll use your part and he'll use his part. Somebody using the whole thing and saying, well, now it's his part, that for these moments it was supposed to be mine. Why was it supposed to be yours? Who said that you were ever going to get that? So that's not Breira. Even though Yesh Breira, that case would not be designated for him solely. So if you hold Vitor's Osir Mutter Hano, you can't do you can't use the whole Chotzer. But if you hold Vitor is Mutter, so this is not an Isser. Batson is not an Isser, so even though Yesh Breira can be Mutter. But the peep here is that. Im Nodra Hanoh Beferish I feel midrisus a regal. It's certainly karnas the chatzim. So if the whole head is based on by vita, we assume he doesn't mean that those things should be aser. If they would say explicitly that they want the aser to be aser, and breyer won't help you because we hold a breyer. Rabbeinu Yitzchak lo nira lo devorim, but the re does not like the Rabbeinu Thomas Pshat. So we start with Licha, it's cover his sabbath, Shinistim of Machilton, Commander of Vita, also Bunner Anoa. Like we saw at the beginning of the last parak, for example, the first Mishnah already, the Morse says, you see that our Tana is assuming Vita is also Bunner Anoa. And Kula Pirkan de Leokabo say, there are other cases in the parak which would go into the Vitar Isser. If the old Vitar is Mutter, they'd be Mutter. The only Osir because Vitar is Osir. So we have multiple Mishnayas going with the approach of Vitar is Osir. So you can't tell me the reason we're passing over here is because Vitar is Mutter. Why would we always have passing, not like all of our Tenoyim? Okay. So Vitra is Osir. So now we're back to the only Hetters because of Breira. And we have a Gemara Breira that says, by the Rises, you say, Ein Breira. Okay. Fichach Tirz, who's out? So the Re answers. The body came along to Mount Amr, the Philip of the Rishon, Yesh Breira. We see from our Gemara that Yesh Breira, even though it's the Rishon, Yesh Breira. Okay, so like this, the issue over there is saying Breira regards to Shutvin in regards to an item and an issue of Tchum, where they have designated different Tchumen. The Mor says in Rabosha we have a stira to what he said. It says Rabosha is by the Raisa Ein Breira, by Rabban Yesh Breira. The Mor says we pass like Rabosha. So the questioner over here assumed we're passing by Rishia, which means we're passing by the Rabban Yesh Breira. We're passing by the Rishia Ein Breira. So the Rishia, no. All the more, over there, the more meant to say was that we pass the Rishia by the Rabban Yesh Breira. By the Rishias, we're not discussing. That's not the conversation of that sugya. The topic of the sugya there is Breira by the Rabban. We point out that the Rishia personally happens to hold by the Rishia Ein Breira, but that's not what we're discussing over there when we say the pass like a Rishia. So we pass him over here by the Rishon Yesh Breira. We pass him over here by the Rishon, also Yesh Breira. Okay. Barai Ladover. That by the Rishon we say Yesh Breira. It's not. It's more a par called Asurin. It should be. Come Mechir Kalev. So it's an issue in the Torah of Mechir Kalev. Mechir Kalev cannot be used as a korban. Mechir Kalev is an exchange for a the word Mechir means payment or exchange for a animal, which is could be a korban. Let's say a sheep. If the sheep was an exchange for a dog, that sheep cannot be used as a korban. It's Mechir Kalev.
So the sheep, okay, he was like purchased by with the dog, kind of.
They did an exchange, right? Barter. I give you a dog, you give me a sheep. So that sheep, which was purchased with a dog, cannot be used as a korban. So the Morbid there says, what would be the following scenario? We had two people were Shutvin. They owned 19 sheep and a dog. And they decided to break up the shutvis, so he got 10 sheep and he got 9 sheep and a dog. So one of the sheep corresponds to the dog. The question, of course, is which sheep, right? So the person who got 9 sheep and the dog, his 9 sheep can be used as korbanos. The person who got 10 sheep One of those sheep corresponds to the dog. Which one? Somewhere the Mishnah there says, Shima Kelev, the sheep which went with the dog, and the person who got nine sheep and the dog, they're fine. But the one who got not the dog, but got all sheep, so kulan asurin. So they're all asur because we don't know which one corresponds to the dog. But the more I ask. Why don't we take one and say this is supposed to be corresponding to the dog, and now the other ones become mutter? Oh, I feel a bit of right. So the Morris question, dealing with an issa deraisa, is it issa deraisa to bring as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Morris is suggesting brera. So you see, but the rice is yesh brera, like the Reese says. Okay. But the Ran, no.
Why couldn't you just go by road?
It'd be hard to go with Rive, because the Shaila starts when you make the division, and at that point in time there's no Parish, it's called Kavoka Mechla Mechla Dami. The Morris says, and even later on when you're mafresh it, where the Morris says, we're afraid that you'll take from the kviyas, so it's the Durbanan, you can't rely on that. So the Rambam lo mechaber. This is what the Rebbe said is wrong. It's not correct. The body of the Raisa ain breiru. And I'll bring you some rias to that. He'll go back to the Gemara over there in Temura eventually. But let's prove that the Raisa ain breiru. The Kamelon Kishmul Damer Hachan Shecholku Lekuchasein. Nachzir and Zelaz Abiyevul. Kiposak Ramnachim Kavosei Perikah Shaleach. The time of the Shmuel Mishum the Kesaver Ein Breira Kisa Behedya Begitin Bereish Perikol Aget. So the Gemara has the following Shiloh. So the father dies and leaves over his estates, properties, fields, and they divide up, the brothers divide up the fields amongst themselves. So how do we look at that? Do we look at that each one, when they finally get their field, we say it's Nisbarer that was the field they were supposed to get? Or you look at it, really, everybody owns ownership rights in all of the fields. So if there's three brothers A, B, and C, so in field X, A, B, and C own property. In field Y, they all own property. And in field Z, they all own property. When they give A, field X, what's happening is that brothers B and C are giving their rights to A, and he's paying them by giving away his rights in fields Y and Z. So they're buying from each other. Each one's, A is buying his field from the other two brothers, and his payment is his portions in the other fields. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that there's a locha that a field which is bought, when it comes to Yovel, has to go back to its original owner. So comes Yovel, and the Yerusha, the division of the Yerusha, is no longer effective. Because it was each one that was purchasing. When it comes to Yovel, the fields will go back to each, will go back into the original state of being a shutfist between all the brothers. And they would have to they could agree to redivide along the same lines, or they could potentially not agree to divide along the same lines. That, you know, then they'd have to deal with that issue. But if you hold that, you hold braver, the Gemara says, so then Achon Shecholku are not lekuchas, they're not buying from each other. Then it's the Ispar, that's their field. It's their field. It's not a sada which is lekuach, which is chayshu b'yovel. So where it says we paskin like Shmuel, like Ranachim paskin like Shmuel, because you say ein breira. So you see we paskin ein breira. Aye, the Gemara and Tumura. The Tumura Lakasha, that's not a question at all on what we're saying. The Lav Aliva the Hilchas Aparich, Aliva the Mandam Rubitarize Yesh Breira. The more Tumura is saying, the Mishnah says that it's Aser, if you hold Yesh Breira, why would that be so? That's the more is asking. But there, Iyamar to Bishlam, Kanosavlo. So the more saying, if you hold aim Breira, I understand why it's us. If you hold Yesh Breira, how do you understand the Mishnah? That's a thought process which the more uses. Sometimes it speaks it out, sometimes the more doesn't speak it out. Okay, so now we're back to square one. That we have a stira imsak. We have our Gemara passing like Elazar ben Yaakov that you say breira and it's mutter in the chatzar. They go into the chatzar, and we have Gemaras which are talking about the rices and say we have the Gemara beya roshia. We have now the Gemara Reb Nachman passing like Shmuel. That by the rice, you say ein breira. So the Ran, because of Harav Rabbeinu Moshe Behilchos of the Rambam writes. No, I'm sorry. This is going to be the Ramban. This is going to be the Ramban.
Yes, but this is the Kisayad Ramban.
So, in the Dorim, same way you have like a riff. The Ramban wrote like a halacha. So, at the back of the Gemara, you have that, you know. The Rishonim refer the Rif actually referred to his sefer as halachas. That's the name of his sefer. That's the name of the sefer according to the Rif. The name of the sefer is halachas. So the Rishonim referred to the sefer of the Rif is because of a Rif b'Hilchosov. The Rishon Vasi wrote in his sefer called halachas. Right? So the Ramban wrote Hilchos Nedarim. And I did not look it up. I don't see it right now quickly. If it's over here, but I don't see it quickly. Okay. Not all breiras are the same. So even I can pass the normally ein breira by the rice. So in this case, I can pass the yesh breira. The hakel. Lab midi deloy misparer hoidna misparer lemacher hu. The name of isbrira milson mafreya. Normally, the case of breira is that when you make the chalois, it's unclear. At some point in time in the future, it's going to become clear. And you want to say that clarity, which is reached in the future, should then reach back into the past and say that that's really what it was the whole time. That's your normal case of breira. So you're saying it's Brira Milsa Lamafreya. that the point of the Breira is to then reach back in time and say that that's really what it was the whole time. So let's say, for example, in the case of Yerusha. So if you hold Yesh Breira, you'd say when they make the division 6 months from now, we reach back in time and say that really was their portion the whole time. If you hold Yesh Breira, you would say that really was their portion the whole time, and it never was owned. So they're not selling to each other, because it never was owned by anybody. This was always owned by him. We just didn't realize what it was until we did we got the clarification at the time of the division, and now it's Nisbar and Lamafreya that was really his field the whole time. So that's normally what prayer is. Says that's how you normally say. That the Rabban, that's not the case over here. The issue is not retroactively, but right now. The Chazashem is in Chalukah, who Cholchad Mishtamish Bekula. In the case of the chatzah, which you can't divide, and both are using it, when they're using it, they're using the whole property. Kim the Shutvin Nino, Kiagabna, Habi Tashmitayu. What you're saying is this was the arrangement that when they use it, it's theirs. That's the Breira that we're saying over here. And that's what the Mor is saying. We pass in like Lezim and Yaakov. Lezim and Yaakov is saying that the logical arrangement, the chachila, was when you use it, it's yours. Because it's not mistarber that when I'm using it, you should have a right to prohibit me. That was part of the arrangement. When I want to use it, it's mine. So what you're really saying is, when I want to use it, you've forwent your rights to the property. So I don't need to go to the future and say, now is this bar, when I walk into the field and I use the chatzar on the Thursday morning at 7:30, it's now written in Niskala that when we bought the property 14 years ago, it was now in this bar that we were looking into the future, and on this and this date in the future, it was supposed to be mine. That's not what we're saying. We're not working backwards and say, we're saying that the arranger was the chalkila. When I walk into the field, it's mine. So that's the beerer which we're doing. We didn't know exactly what moments that'll be. When I walk in, those will be the moments. And that's how Lezim and Yaakov was working. Zak the Ramban Teira. So we buy a law hacha. The more has a shayla. He diru dimafler barom moider leiler b'liyasim and Yaakov shem the keointzin damu b'lav kol kemina idos enichse chaveri olav. So the more as a shaila that how do we learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah could be a case where the person was neuter. So he's asking the chatzar on himself. So you say, okay, so the Rabbanan say it's asur. You ask the chatzar on yourself, understanding that you won't be able to use the chatzar anymore. What about if the other partner, Reuven, asked the chatzar on Shimon? So the Mor has a possibility to discuss that the Rabbanan, in that case, will be mutter to Lezim and Yaakov. Because if you don't say that, it means you're empowering Reuven to take over Shimon's property. How so? By once Reuven says Shimon can't have an offer on the chatzar, so Shimon, he basically kicked his shutev out. It's not mistaber, the Mor is saying, even the Mor is clearing, even according to Rabbanan, that Reuven's ownership should preclude Shimon from using it. That's not what the ownership means. Okay, so that's what the more is contemplating even the Rabbanan, but we understand that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov holds. It's not mistaber that the ownership which one partner gets should be strong enough to preclude the other person from using it. That's not how they made the arrangements of the ownership. That's the quote from the Rambam.
Good morning, Rabbi Greengart. Good morning, Jonathan.
Put the Ron better than Erkley. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with it. Deem Isa, if that's true, my list of the Ain Brera, Rabbi Yesh Brera, the Rinan Hussam and Perakapor, the more in Baba Kama, the more ties in this Machlokas to Yesh Brera, Ain Brera. That's incorrect. Rain Tavish, Rabbi Yazam and Yaakov, Bishum Yesh Brera, Klau. Elmei Shat Oimer, Shemishor Bishonah, Kalachotze, Kani, the Choladim, Mehem. So it's not the Brera. It's not Brera, always means you're clarifying something. It's not the clarifying. You're saying this was the arrangement, was when we bought it, that when I use it, it's mine. So what's with why is the word saying that it was Yaakov al Yesh Breiru? Okay. The fiqh of nearly the word of compassion, the Breiru the Hacha, the Breiru the Alma. So no, this definitely is a case of Breiru. So the fact that the more over there in Baba Kama is referring to this as with the language of Breiru, in the case that this is a normal Breiru. This is the same concept of the Breiru as everywhere else. So now at this point we're stuck with we have Stirim Sak. Here Paskin engaged Breira. In other places we passing by the rice is Ain Breira. So that the Ron has to answer. Let's hold it here. Okay.